Hi there. The word for you today is, are you a Philip? In Acts 6 verse 5, we read the words, and they chose Philip. Philip was one of seven men chosen to lead the New Testament church. And why was he chosen? Because he had certain qualities. Let's look at two of them. First, he had the ability to be spirit-led. Think about it. Philip started out as a deacon, working in the administration department of the church. But he didn't stay there. He went on to become an evangelist, conducting a citywide crusade in Samaria. The Bible says, and I quote Acts 8 verse 5, "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did." Now, the idea of staying there and building a great church must have been very appealing to Philip. I know it would have been to me. But God had other plans. Verse 26 says, "An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, 'Arise, go toward the desert.' So he arose and went." Go where? To the desert. Are you serious, Lord? Here's a thought. When God speaks to you, he may not tell you what you particularly want to hear, or send you where you'd like to go. Have you ever considered that? Is that why you're not actively seeking his guidance? Look, big doors swing on little hinges. In the desert. That's where Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch, who was kind of like secretary of the treasury, serving the queen of Ethiopia. Philip's assignment was to introduce this man to Christ and baptize him. After that, the eunuch returned to Ethiopia, and history says that multitudes were won to Christ as a result, but it only happened because Philip could leave his comfort zone, step out in faith, and follow God. Here's the bottom line. In order to lead others, you must know how to be led by God.